Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as you may have been hearing this morning, the battle is really on within Fine Gael for the party's nomination to be the next President of Ireland. The former government minister, Heather Humphreys, officially threw her hat in the ring in the last little while on Shannon's side, Northern Sound. Let's take a listen.
I thought long and hard about this and I really want to thank all the people who have contacted me in recent days, and I have been genuinely humbled by all the calls and the texts that I've received, both from people inside politics and people with no political affiliation at all. You know, and I'm very conscious it was the people of Cavan and Monaghan who put their trust in me and supported me down through the years, and I felt it was only right that I come on here this morning and tell them first. So I have decided to go for it, and I will be seeking the Fine Gael nomination to be a candidate for the President of Ireland.
Well, shortly before that, on Morning Ireland, MEP Sean Kelly announced he'd welcome a contest to seek a nomination.
Well, I'll certainly seek the Fine Gael nomination, and now unfortunately that Mairead McGuinness had to withdraw. And there's a process now by which we can seek nominations over the next 5 days. So I will be looking for the nomination, and after that, and if I'm nominated, I will be greatly honoured to represent the party and stand for election for president. The contests are good for parties, they're good for democracies, and I think that I would welcome a contest and hope I'd be part of it.
Right, he'll welcome a contest, and a contest is what he's going to get. It's what we're all going to get. Well, I'm joined by Patrick O'Donovan now, Fine Gael Minister. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire, and morning to your listeners.
So you're here to declare that you're supporting one of the Fine Gael candidates. Who's it going to be, Sean Kelly or Heather Humphreys?
Well, look, I'm delighted to be on to support my good friend and colleague, former cabinet minister and person that I entered politics with on the same day. We went into the council together on the same day, went into the Dáil together on the same day, served in government and served in cabinet with her, and she's a great friend of mine, and I'm backing Heather Humphreys.
Right, and do you know, has she many other of your cabinet colleagues backing her as well? I'm sure you've had chats about this over the weekend.
I don't, Claire, to be honest about it. You know, as you probably know, I'm a bit of a solo runner and a sole trader when it comes to these things. But for me, Heather Humphreys has all of the qualities and attributes that are needed at this time to be the first citizen and a constitutional protector in terms of President of Ireland. She has served in a constitutional officership in many government departments. She's rooted in her community. She's rooted in community. And really, there isn't a parish or a four crossroads in this country that she hasn't touched somewhere in her many ministries, particularly in rural development and social protection. And I think that based on the experiences that she has and based on, you know, the people that have gone before her in terms of being the first citizen of Ireland, she has all of the attributes that we need, not just as a party, but as a country. Right. And I think one of the things Heather will do is broaden the base that, you know, will allow people to join a campaign to support her that will really, I think, enthuse people.
So I'm sure there are people listening to this, though, who would be wondering why you, being where you're from, are not backing the Munster man, Sean Kelly.
Claire, Ireland is a small country, and you know, while we might have four provinces, and we're a relatively small country, but this isn't about who I'm not backing, or this is about who I am backing. This is about who I believe is the best person at the moment to be the President of Ireland, and whether it was in relation to providing every child in Ireland with a hot school meal, whether it was engaging with the GAA, whether it was in relation to community centres or tidy towns, she has traipsed every single length and breadth of this country, including the six counties of Munster. She has left her mark in every parish in Munster.
Yeah, and he, of course, was president of the GAA. You know, you mentioned the GAA, his record stands there as well.
And everywhere Heather has gone over the last God only knows how many years. I can drop you off in your own county in Laois, and you can find plaques all over the place of her. Because at the end of the day, what she has done is she has brought back hope that was lost in many urban and rural communities through the many initiatives that she spearheaded in government.
Okay.
And I think that she'd bring that to the Oireachtas.
In fairness, though, she was also Director of Elections for the Women in the Home referendum, which was really seen as a bad loss for the government. Does that concern you, Minister?
No, it doesn't, because like in sometimes in politics, you know, you get asked to do jobs that maybe not necessarily, you know, you mightn't want, but at the end of the day, you'll do it out of loyalty and you'll do it because you're asked to do it. Heather Humphreys has never backed away from a single job in her life, whether it was in relation to working in the bank, running a credit union, being on a family farm, raising a family, standing for politics. She replaced the late Seymour Crawford. Her own story is a one of inclusion and of building relationships and building communities. And that's what I think this country needs at the moment in terms of somebody who's going to be the first citizen of Ireland.
But I suppose, you know, another concern people might have is that she did opt out of politics last autumn. And she explained there this morning when she was talking to Joe Finnegan that she had burnout on that time. Now, people might say, well, you know, this is a big job to be heading into or to want even to run for if that's where you were just a few short months ago.
Yeah, and as somebody, look, who had to take a step back myself from politics for a while because of my health, Heather took a time out. I know she loves the garden. I saw her garden there over the summer. I can tell you she's growing the finest spuds and onions and turnips and parsnips anywhere you'll get them. But she also stood back from the nomination because she was very loyal to Mairead McGuinness. And I think that's something that's, you know, should be noted. Mm-hmm. And one of the really strong attributes was that I felt today was who better to say that she was running to than the people of Cavan and Monaghan first. And that's a single symbol of the woman's loyalty to the people that know her best.
And listen, it's really interesting to see what's happening in Fianna Fáil at the moment. I'm sure you've heard that Billy Kelleher now has issued this statement and he's calling for...
I haven't actually.
He wants an urgent meeting of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party to discuss the presidential election, because I don't know, I mean, they don't seem to have a plan when it comes to putting someone forward as of yet. Have you been chatting to anyone in Fianna Fáil? Do you think there might be potential support there for Heather Humphreys?
Well, look, one thing is for certain. I mean, Michael Healy-Rae was fulsome in his support for her at the weekend. I actually met him at the Rose of Tralee the other night. Another colleague in Independence have also been. And this is why I think Heather is the ideal candidate. It's not just about Fine Gael. She's going to get people in urban Ireland and rural Ireland. There are children that are going to go out to school next September who are going to get a lunch and get a hot dinner into their bellies thanks to Heather Humphreys. And there's parents mm-hmm. all over the country who realise that the woman who made the single biggest difference to them in terms of their children's welfare going to primary school was Heather Humphreys, and that won't be forgotten easily, and that's why I think her base is going to be a lot bigger than Fine Gael.
Plenty of people have negative things to say about that programme as well, but that is for another day.
For some people the glass is always half empty, Claire.
Well, listen, I want to bring in, stay with us Patrick if you can, because Noel McCarthy's on the line, Fine Gael TD for Cork East. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, listeners.
You're backing Sean Kelly, is that right?
I am, and first of all, can I just say... clear that we're very lucky in the Fine Gael party to have an array of talent like the people of Heather and Sean, and we are a party that no matter they're not people are willing to put their name forward, that no matter who wins the contest, they'll have the full support of the parliamentary party and the wider Fine Gael party, whoever is a successful candidate. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important to say as a party.
Noel, is the unsaid bit of that not like Fianna Fáil?
Exactly. We're united. Like, I listened to Patrick there, and he was right, the way he attributed and the thing he paid to Heather. I didn't know her personally because I wasn't a parliamentary party member that time, but I met her on many occasions in my role as a councillor and her Tidy Towns role, where I'm chairman of Tidy Towns here in the local town of Fermoy, and I've known the work that Heather done. But I also must pay tribute to Sean, an MEP since 2009, the same time I was elected as a councillor, and he's done marvellous work. I think that was reflected in his vote in the last European election, where he got 125,000 votes. A great public servant. And he's a wider appeal as well. Like, again, like Patrick has explained about Heather, I want to explain about Sean. He's a wider appeal. And my admiration for Sean came first in 2007 when he was president of the GAA, a great organisation. And he opened up Croke Park for the soccer when the Aviva, now the Lansdowne Road at the time, was being renovated. He opened up, he was instrumental in getting Croke Park opened to the soccer to be played. I went to the first match there in 2007 where Ireland played Wales, and I think it wouldn't have happened only for the influence of Sean.
Right.
And that's where my admiration came from.
Do you think that he has enough support within the party, particularly when you hear Patrick O'Donovan now opting for Heather Humphreys this morning? Has he enough support to be able to win this?
Well, look, I remember the parliamentary party and the wider party to have their say and have their choice, and I respect the minister's view this morning, and I think what he said, you know, about Heather is very true. But as again, I go back to Sean. I think Sean has support. I've no doubt about that. His 125,000 votes in the European election was unbelievable, Claire. Mm-hmm. And it also shown that Sean appeals to a lot more people than the Fine Gael party. If I can give one example of that, Claire, if you wouldn't mind, is that when he launched my own election in November last year, but when I went, he came canvassing with me and met people. I can honestly say that politics was mentioned very few times with Sean Kelly. He was just known for so many different things, and the conversation with people was based on so many different subjects that, to me, Sean has a wider appeal to a lot of people.
Well, maybe, Minister Donovan, I come back to you on that 125,000 votes. I mean, that is a very strong, proven track record here. If you were looking for a horse to bet in a race, you'd be saying that's really hard to overlook, isn't it?
Oh, look, I mean, 125,000 votes is a massive vote, and as Noel says, Sean has done many, you know, admirable things in his career up to now. This is a constitutional officership, and you know, Heather's role as being a minister in cabinet, having held cabinet seals in multiple government departments, understanding the constitutional limitations of the presidency, understanding the constitutional opportunities of the presidency, but as well as that, having traversed every single one of the counties in the state and having delivered to every single one of the counties, urban and rural. You know, she knows the communities of Ireland intimately, and her story is a story that I think when the people of Ireland hear it, as a mother of two children that worked hard for a living herself when she got into politics, her route into politics, I think it will resonate with people that haven't really heard that story up to now.
So, will there be anybody else, do you think, who will emerge in Fine Gael over the next 2 weeks, isn't it?
I don't know, but I'm asking my colleagues in the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, I'm asking the councillors who have walked the roads and who's, you know, whether it's local improvement schemes, CLAR schemes, regional development schemes, community centres, hot school meals, whatever they got out of Heather Humphreys, I'm asking them to remember that today, to back her and to get behind her and to join her in a campaign and to say with the membership.
And Noel McCarthy is asking the same for people to support Sean Kelly on the other side. We'll let you battle it out amongst yourselves in the party.
No, very briefly, just say that whoever is the successful candidate, it will have 150%. I'm sure Patrick agree with me that whoever the successful candidate is, whether Sean or Heather or anyone else put them forward, will have the full support. That's what we are in Fine Gael. We stand by the person that whatever decision is made will have 100% support.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you both for joining us, Noel McCarthy and Minister Patrick O'Donovan. Coming up later on, we will have more on that fish kill in the River Blackwater. Anglers are calling it catastrophic. And also we'll be finding out why Rashida Adeleke is unable to finish out the athletics season. Next up, what happens now? We're going to discuss the next moves following that meeting yesterday in the White House.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.